Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Peah, daf Chavav. Baruch Hashem, we are in Perek Malbinos. As we know, we did Perek Elu Dvarim, we did Perek Elu Mafsikin, and now we're in Perek Malbinos, Hatfuah, still relating to issues of Hefsik and separation between fields. Again, we get Yesodos of Shas through our discussions that we've had. Yesterday we had, if you remember, many different opinions about understanding a certain line about the Kesiras Chutz La'aretz. We didn't get to speak about the Kibush and Chazak at the end, but there'll be another time, Be'ez Hashem, to discuss that. Okay, but now we're up to the top of Chavav and Aleph, and again, these Shirim responded anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on the top of Chavav and Aleph, and we're commenting on the Machlokas from the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a machlokas about the case where somebody planted grain, wheat, or barley, and in between those fields, one planted trees, olive trees, right? So the Mishnah said olive trees. The Gemara quoted a brisa that said all trees. We spoke yesterday about why you would need the Mishnah and the brisa, but now the Gemara says, ma'anan kaimin. So what type of trees, what density of trees are we talking about? So first we're going to go with Argirsa. Says the Gemara, in bimiruvachin, if we're talking about trees that are very wide space from each other, there's a lot of space in between. So then, af beishamim odis. What was the machlokas? In the Mishnah, beishamim said, even though you have these trees in the middle, you give one payah for everything. And Beis Hillel says, no, you give, Beis Shammai says you give one payah for each and every one. Payah mikol echad ve'echad. The trees are mafsik. And Beis Hillel says, no, one payah suffices for everything. So the Gemara says, if the trees are very widely spaced, so af Beis Shammai modi, shunosin payah mi'yachad alakol. If they're so widely spaced, so that's not a hefsik, so that even Beis Shammai would agree you give one payah for everything, because they're all connected to each other. They're not separate. In Birit Sufin, if we're talking about they're very tightly packed against each other, so they're very thick and they have like walls, the trees are right next to each other and there are walls, then not Beis Hillel mode. Then even Beis Hillel would agree, shu nosin peya mikol echad ve'echad. Then Beis Hillel would also for sure agree that you give one peya for all of them, because that's for sure a separation if you have these trees in between the Malbinos Hatua. So what are we talking about? What level of thickness are we talking about? So Ella, says the Gemara, Ella kinan kaimin. We're talking about binitu in mata esel beisa. We're talking about the density of there are 10 trees planted for every beisa. Right? We had that amount earlier in the Masechta as well. That's the amount. So it's somewhere like in the middle. It's not too dense. It's not too thin. So Beis Shammai. So in that case, Beis Shammai avdin lahon. We're gonna flip the girsa here based on the Mara Folda. And that's what seems to be smoother. Beis Shammai avdin lahon kiritzufin. Beis Shammai says that this density is ki'ilu, they're mamish packed together. And because they're mamish packed together, ki'ilu, so then you have a payoff from each and every field. Ubeis Hillel avdin lahu kimruvachin. And Beis Hillel says, no, treats this as mruvachin, as if they're open. They're not densely packed one against another, not leaving space. And then Beis Hillel also would agree that one would give separate payas, but no, they're somewhere in the middle, and therefore, if they're somewhere in the middle, Beis Hillel says, I would treat that as open, and therefore, one would give payah for all. So that is the way that until the end, that's what our girsa. If you look at the Rambam seems to have the opposite girsa, because the Rambam and the Pnei Moshe explains it this way. The Rambam, you look in Paragimel, Halachates, the Rambam says, and the Ravid always jumps on the Rambam and jumps on the Girsos, the Rambam, but all the Mefarshim always say, but he must have had a different Girsa. The Rambam quotes, Hazorea sada sheish ba'ilanos, if somebody is planting a field and there are trees. Again, it's very possible. Let's say somebody has a whole field, they're planting grain, and there are a couple of trees here and there in the field. Is that mafsik, the different parts of the field? So the answer is no, if you have a couple of trees here and there. But what if you have a serious amount of trees in between different parts of your field? The trees were there before I planted the wheat. So, but this is my wheat field. There happened to be some trees there. So it's a pain to cut them down. I'm not going to cut them down. So I have to know, do I have to give separate payas from the different sides of the trees? So Hazareya Sadash Ishbailanos, Afalpishi Malbanos, Malbanos, Beno Ilanos, even though there are separate Malbanos between each, the trees separate, Vein Kalazera Mu'urav, no sin paya achas la kalasadi. You give one, even though you have trees in between, you give one paya for the whole field, like Beis Hillel, right? Like Beis Hillel. Shadavar Yadua, Shesada achasi. Because it's known, the Rambam adds this in, this is not Mefurish in the Gemara, but Davar Yadua, Shesada achasi. Right, it's known this is one field with some trees in the middle. Umifrei makom ha'ilanos nechla kazera. Because of the place of the trees, you have to separate. You have to put it on both sides. But this is one field. And then the Rambam says, Bamed Ramamurim bishahayu ha'ilanos kol asara bitoch beisa. When do you say this? He quotes our Gemara. When you have 10 in a beisa. Avalam ha'yu kol asara ilanos biyasim beisa. But if they're more spread out, yes beisa. So then, how is it nosin peya mi, I'm sorry. If what is mi beisa? It sounds like, right, it's more separated. Right, it's more meruvachin. So then, what did it say? Harizen nosim peyam. He called malbein or malbein. So then, you give from each and every one. What do you mean you give from each and every one? Didn't our Gemara say the more spread out they are, then Beis Hillel would agree that it's one big field, and then you give one for everything. Right, and even Beis Shammai would agree to that case. So that's the Rambam I'm talking about. That if you have a sparsely put trees, so then you give from each and every one. Why is that? So the Rambam adds, Shaharei ha'ilanos meruchakim harbe, velo mipnei ha'ilanos zara malbanos malbanos. Ah. And this is where the Pnei Moshe explains the Gemara. Maybe if you have a lot of trees in between, so then you could say, oh, it's only because of the trees that you planted separate malbanos. But you really want it as one big field, but what are you supposed to do? You have all these trees in between. So that's a reason why even if it's more dense, you would say it's really one big field. But if there's only a few trees here and there, and yet I planted separate patches, I didn't put them all in between every spot. So then that shows that I didn't plant separate patches just because the trees are in the middle, because there are only a couple of trees. So it must be that I wanted there to be separate patches. So that's the opposite svara of what we have. But that's how the Pnei Moshe explains the Gemara based on the Rambam. The Rambam must have had the opposite girsa. See the Pnei Moshe? E bimru vachin, if the trees are very sparsely patched. So again, what did our Gemara say? If they're sparsely patched, then even Beis Shammai would agree it's one for everything. No, the Rambam's girsa is, even in that case, if they're sparsely patched, then everybody would say that you take a separate payah for each and every one. Even Beis Hillel would agree to that. Since they're far from each other, hadaver nireh. Again, I'm reading the Pnei Moshe. Hadaver nireh shalom ipnei ha'ilanos zara hatfua malbanos malbanos. It's not because of the trees that you planted separate patches in different areas, because there aren't so many trees. Ela kol echad ve'echad kisada b'fnei atzva. It must be you just want them in separate areas. But if the trees are very, very tzafuf, very dense next to each other, so what did our Gersa say? If they're dense next to each other, then for sure, it's separate ones. So the Rambam's gear says, no, then for sure, it's one big one. Hadavar nikar, shemipnei ha'ilanos, shein tchufin. If there's so many trees in between, it must be only because of the trees. Hayetzorach lasos atua malbanos malbanos. That's why you have to have separate ones. Ubeha af beishameh modeh. Then beishameh ubi modeh, nosin peya me'echad alakol. Fascinating. Again, you read the, if you have a different gear, so the Rambam figures out, this is the opposite svara that he gives. Good. So we have a machlokes in the girsos and a machlokes how to understand, but opposite svaras in explaining the Gemara. Says the Gemara now, my time of the Beis Shammai. What is the reason for Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Shammai say that there's separate payas for each one? Just trying to, let's get back into the mentality of our Gemara. She'ein derech b'nei adam lios machnisin zroyim b'nei ilanos. Because it's not normal to plant tfua amongst the trees, having trees there. The Ras Sir Leo explains, the trees would bring a lot of shade onto this area and it wouldn't be good for the growth. Right? The Maras Sir Leo, Shehatzel Kashalahen. Right? The shadow is difficult. Why are you planting right next to these trees? Right? You don't usually do that. It must be, Lahafsaka Niskavin. It must be, you want separation. You want separation between the fields, even though the trees aren't so great, but you want to have separation. And therefore, that's why you're planting it next to these, the tefuah and the ilanos next to each other. So again, shein derech b'nei adam lios machnisin zroim bein ha'ilanos. You don't usually do this. And the Gemara says, if this is the svara, so that asi de beishame k'Rabbi Yosi, then it seems like Rabbi Yosi is following the shita beishame. Which Rabbi Yosi? Kama, the Mishnah in a couple of days, de Rabbi Yosi. As Rabbi Yosi says, you can look for a moment, chaf tesam and aleph, a couple of days from now, we're going to have a similar case where you planted onion fields, and in between the onion fields, you have vegetable lines. You have these lines of vegetables, of cucumbers, between your onion fields. So there too, Rabbi Yosi says, you give a pair for each one. Why? Because you don't normally plant onions and cucumbers next to each other. If you have these cucumbers there, it must be, you want these cucumbers to be mafsik, between your onion fields. So that's just like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, you want these trees to be mafsik, between your grain fields. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara is going to find that problematic, because you don't want any Tana lining up with Beis Shammai. Right, that's not usually what we want. So the Gemara, now back to our Gemara. So Asi, the Beishamek Rabbi Yosi, Kamad Rabbi Yosi Amar, just like Rabbi Yosi says over there, in three da from now. Ein derech b'nei adam, lios machnisin b'tzalim b'nei ayarek. It's not the common derech for people to plant onions and vegetables next to each other, or other types of vegetables. That's not normal, so that's why Rabbi Yosi says, it's separate fields. Kein Beishamek Omrim, ein derech b'nei adam, lios machnisin zrom b'nei ayarek. That's exactly Beis Shammai. Question mark, exclamation point, meaning we'd rather not have Rabbi Yosi lined up with Beis Shammai. Right? That's not something that we want to do. We'll get back to that. Bez Hashem, let's just answer. The Gemara says, no, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that Rabbi Yosi holds like Beis Shammai. You could say the relationship goes in one direction. What does that mean? Mistava de Beis Shammai yodin l'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi lo yodin l'Beis Shammai. Meaning, bar Beis Shammai, you're right, Beis Shammai would agree to Rabbi Yosi, but that's okay. As long as Rabbi Yosi does not have to agree to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai can hold like whoever they want. But we don't want Rabbi Yosi to hold like Beis Shammai. Meaning there's a difference between onions and cucumbers and grain and trees. Grain and trees aren't as unusual. So Rabbi Yosi might say there, like Beis Hillel, that's not so unusual. You have some trees here. Okay, so you plant next to it. So Beis Shammai yodin l'Rabbi Yosi, shekein ein derech b'nei adam lios machnisin b'tzalim b'nei ayarek. Nobody does that. So that's why Rabbi Yosi says there that the vegetables are mafsik between the onion patches, the onion fields. Because nobody, and even Beis Shammai would agree to that, but that's fine. Rabbi Yosi lo yodin l'Beis Shammai, but Rabbi Yosi does not have to agree to Beis Shammai in our Mishnah. Shekein derech b'nei adam lios machnisin zrom b'nei lanos. Because it is the derech b'nei adam. Sometimes you want a couple of trees in between. Maybe some shade is good for the growth, every once in every little areas and space. So therefore, there's no reason that we're forced to say Rabbi Yosi is within the Shita of Beis Shammai. We are, and the Gemara talks about this often, right, where we are very strong in trying not to have shitos of Tanaim, a whole like Beis Shammai. Why? The Gemara says in Brachas, in the Bavli, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel eino Mishnah. Eino Mishnah. What does that mean? Laf Lamed Vav. Eino Mishnah. Beis Shammai is not a regular rejected opinion that we don't paskin like. So we know the Gemara says it's a rejected opinion that is totally rejected. Meaning, number one, why is it rejected? And number two, l'may nafkamina. So number one, why is it rejected? Two reasons. Number one, because the Baas Kol went against Beis Shammai. Right? That was the Gemara in Eiruvin Daf Yud Gimel in the Bavli, where the Gemara says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued for years, and eventually the Baas Kol went out. Right? Amr, Rabbi Abba, Amr Shmuel. Shalosh shanim nechlugu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. For 3 years. Halalo omri malachu moseinu, halalo omri malachu moseinu. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued for 3 years, and they each said, the halacha is going to be like us. Yatza Baas Kol v'yamra, elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim, hein, v'alacha Beis Hillel. That's that great Baas Kol. You're both right, but one of you, we don't possibly like. Right, halacha k'beis Hillel, even though elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. So the Gemara says, v'chim yachash elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, mebri mazachu beis Hillel k'vo halacha k'mosan. Since elu ve'elu, so why was beis Hillel zocha? So the Gemara gives answers, nochin v'aluvin hayu. They were humble, v'shon in divrei elokim Beis Shammai, and they studied Beis Shammai's words. They even studied Beis Shammai's words before theirs. Okay, what that means is not for now. But either way, you see there's a Baas Kol that rejects Beis Shammai. So there's a Bazkol, so that's why it's a more rejected Shita than any others. Others, the Mesillas Yesharim writes in one place, that it's also, it has to be a rejected opinion because it would be dangerous. It would be dangerous not to reject Beit Shammai fully. If you have one opinion that says something, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. So, okay, you don't pass like the other opinion. There's no danger to just have another sheet out there that we don't paskin like. But if you have a whole group of Klal Yisrael that holds like another opinion, so then if we don't say that sheet is totally rejected, says the Ramchal, then there's a danger that Klal Yisrael would splinter into so many different groups. And it already splinters into so many different groups. But if we wouldn't have rejected Beit Shammai, says the Mesillas Yesharim, then it would be even more dangerous. He says this in Parachaf. In the Mesillas Yesharim, v'zeh she'inyin machlokes Beit Shammai b'Hillel ha'inyin kaved liYisrael mipnei machlokes hagedola she'ravsa b'neihem v'sof sof nigmar shalacha k'Beit Hillel la'olam v'lo v'ne kiyuma shel Torah she'gemar din zeh yishaer b'chol tokef la'ad l'olam yolamim v'lo yechlash b'shum panim shel teyasa Torah chas v'shalom chas v'chilila k'shtei Toros. And therefore, we have to reject that shita. L'may nafkamina. My nafkamina, other nafkaminas, but turn this, so maybe one or two, right? We know the Gemara tells us, also in Brachos, Kedai Reb Shimon Lisbach Ola B'Shas HaTchak. You know, sometimes we'll say, we pass him like A, but Shas HaTchak you could pass him like B. Shas HaTchak you could go like the rejected opinion. That's why they go sometimes in Yoredeah. Bet Makam Hefsid Maruba, Bet Makam Tzara Gadol. We'll say, okay, you can rely on the other opinion. Because, what is that saying? The Ramah explains that really we paskin like the other opinion. But we're machmir lechadchila like the more machmir opinion. But b'makam hefsed merubah, b'makam tzorah gadol, then we'll go back to the maker of din and paskin like that other opinion. Beishamai, no, that can never be relied on, even shasatchak. That's one nafkamina. You get, ain't a mishnah. It's not even a das yachid. Right, sometimes Rav Avadya Yosef in his shuvas counts up the shitas. Sometimes he goes by the rove, that's his classic way of paskening. He'll say, well, there's rove because there's 42 rishonim that paskin this way. There's only 22 rishonim that paskin the other way. So, hochanach rove. Or sometimes he'll say, svek sveka. Maybe the halacha is like the Rashba, and even if not like the Rashba, maybe the halacha is like the Rambam. He'll quote svek sveka in terms of psak. That's his derech. Because he knew everything. So he could quote all of the, what's the rove and what's the miyah. Beit Shammai can never be in that count. Beit Shammai can never be in that count. Beit Shammai can be still in a Mishnah. Oh, there's one other I once saw. Maybe this is another nafkamina. And that is the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara talks about a certain sukkah that's machlokas, whether it's kosher or pasul. And one of the Tanoim invited his friend over to his sukkah. And it was kosher according to the host. But it was not kosher according to the guest. Is the host allowed to invite the guest over knowing that he doesn't paskin this way, but it's kosher for me? Right, they talk about, am I allowed to serve something that I think is kosher to somebody who holds a higher standard? So the Gemara there and the Ritva there talks about, Sukkah Daf Yud, talks about, is that Lifnei Iver? I think it's okay. I think it's a kosher sukkah. But I know that you are not sure about that. So is that Lifnei Iver? So the Ritva talks about, maybe not, as long as you have what to rely on and you're passing like your own shita, then it's okay. There's no Lifnei Iver. So if you paskin like Beit Shammai, or Beit Shammai people would not be able to invite over Beit Hillel people, unless they tell them. Right, that's the Gemara in Yevamis, that they intermarried with each other. The Gemara says, but they let each other know. Even though they intermarried and they were Achva Vareyas, were no Exebazeb, they still let each other know if there was any Yibum or Chalitza issues that came up. Okay, there's a lot more with Beit Shammai, but that's a couple of the issues. Continues the Gemara. Let's continue the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Hayusham Gader. Right, Hayusham Gader. If there's a fence. What? No, not trees. If there's a fence, come on, Dehu Ilan. So you treat it like trees. What does that mean? Explain the Mefarshim. If you have a fence that does not go the whole way, right, there are breaks in the fence. There are breaks in the fence, and then it's like trees. Right, the Ras Tzirlio says that it's, or the other Mefarshim, no, the Maharav Volda says that it doesn't go the whole way. Right, doesn't go the whole way. Right, the air on both sides, it's like an Erevin concept, and is mavatel. So if you have fence pieces with space in the middle, so you treat that like trees. Fine. Hayushnayim, two words. Hayushnayim, what if there are two? So the Marafolda takes out those two words. What do those two words mean? So he says, and some have those two words in, and add the word sricha, which is like a teku. Right? What is two? Right? If two are mafsik. What does that mean? So explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky that what happens if there are two or more, it's not that the fence goes and just doesn't end, but if you have separate pieces of fence, so maybe that's better than trees. Because a fence is built in order to separate. So even if you want to say that trees every once in a while aren't going to separate, but maybe a fence is better than trees. And if you have one fence that ends, okay, maybe that's where Beis Hillel would say you treat it like trees. But what if you have more than that? Im hayushnayim o yoser, yesh lehistapik. Im damo leilanos demifsiki lebeishamai, are they mafsik? O dilma geder adif. Maybe a geder is better to lekuliyama mafsik. Av she'enu apikulo. Right, even if it's not going along the whole way. So that's the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky understands it. The Rasilio seems to understand that if you have Shnayim, it means if you have two pieces that are perpendicular to each other. They're not just like missing, going the same way. So maybe there, that would be enough to be Mafsik, right? If you have one of those, because that's obviously meant to be a corner and separate. Okay, either way, that's the question. Either way, it's not answered. Hayu Shnayim. We continue. The Mishnah yesterday continued that if these wheat patches, if these grain patches between the olive trees, if they mixed in at the end of the rows, then everybody agrees it's like one field. Everybody agrees you give one. So how much do they have to mix in? The language of the Mishnah was Rashe Shuros Mi'uravin. The Rashe, that's plural. Right, Rosh Hashanah. So does that mean just plural that it's the two mixing with each other? Or it's both sides? So, that's the question. Ad kadum b'uravin mikan u'mikan. Fine, I understand that if it's mixed in on both sides and both ends, that would for sure make it into one. Ha yirei m'uravin mitzad echad. What if they're only mixed in on one end? Would that be good enough? Question. Or, what about this? How much does it have to be mixed in at the end? Just like the edge, the tiny edges like touch each other? Or more. Oh, b'shlosha tlamim shel pasiach. Do you need areas of three plowings, which is two amos? Do you need it to be two amos wide of a mixing in at the end? Or if you look also, or even a tiny amount. Even a tiny amount that mixes in. As long as they touch, that's good enough to make it considered one field, and you give peah, one peah from all of it. Okay, unanswered questions. Good. Hamanamer sadeo v'chulu. Minamer Sadeo. So that was the second half of the Mishnah. Remember what that meant? I have a whole field, but we explained it already based on the Gemara that we're about to learn. Right? That I fertilized certain areas more than other areas, so certain areas grew faster, and I harvested those areas. So now, my area, my field is spotted, because I took out a bunch of the areas that were ripe, and now the other areas are separated. So are those called separated areas? And they would need payah from each one, or no? I started to harvest the field, and it's all one big harvest, and I give payah from one. So I'm an amr sadeo. So first the Gemara says, where does this word come from? Kahade nimra. Well, minamer is from the word nimra, like a leopard, right? Right? It's like a like it's spotted, like a leopard has spots, right? It's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, talks about a leopard. Makom hazvalin olin tchila, right? The place where the fertilizer went first. Right? Nimri dakarila, so it's called a leopard, right? And therefore, that's where the word, comes from. That's where the word comes from. The Mefarshim wonder, starting with the Tosfos Yantif, in this case, so it ripened at different stages, right? The part that you cut ripened, and then the rest of it didn't ripen yet. Why isn't that a violation of, remember we said one of the five conditions of requiring peyas likitaso ka'achas, it all has to ripen at once? Right, so why here is a chayv and pay at all? Right, it ripens at different times. So three suggestions. Number one, the Tosfos Yontif says, no, the problem of not ripening at once is when, let's say, you have one tree and on that tree some things ripen and some things don't ripen, like figs. We said, on the same tree you could have some figs that ripen, and then you harvest them, and then later on you have others. That's the problem. That's not chayv and peah. But here, each stalk on itself is all going to ripen at the same time. Each individual is going to ripen at the same time. That's not a problem. Right? The only problem of not likitas or ka'achas is where each one has a, does it at different times. That's number one. That's the Tosfos Yontif. If you look in the Gra on Tamar's daf, The Gran, tomorrow's Davam Chav Zayin Mabez, deals with this question. And he says, well, you're right, you harvested it early, but you could have left it. You could have left it and it could have stayed. It's not that it would have gone bad had you left it in the ground. You wanted to harvest it because it was ripe. So that's not a problem. Kedoshos Gachas only means some are ripe now, and if I don't harvest it, they're going to go bad before I harvest the next ones. Right? That's the problem of non-Kedoshos Gachas. Number two. The third idea, I thought maybe there could be another, you know, straightforward shot, and that is Kedoshos Gachas means inherently the fruit ripens at different times. Here, it's only because you put fertilizer in one spot and not in the other spot. It's an external cause of the different times of ripening. It's not that if I worked one part of the field, that's not inherently this growth is not Kedoshos Gachas. If I would have fertilized it all equally, then it would have grown all equally. Right? So that's Kedoshos Gachas inherently. Lamaisa, it was separate at this stage, but that wouldn't be a violation. So those are three ideas. In terms of Kedoshos Gachas, this is just an artificial type of non-Kedoshos Gachas. It's the fertilizer's fault, so to speak. Okay, one other point relating to the Namer. We're talking about the Gemara feels the need to say, Menamer, where did that word come from? It comes from a leopard. Do I make a bracha if I see a leopard? Do I make a bracha if I see a leopard? It's one of the unique brias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the unique brias. So if you look in the Gemara, the Gemara talks about specific animals that are unusually looking, that you make a bracha when you see. Right? Simon Reish Chafei. Simon Reish Chafei in Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim. Sivches, says the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if I see, where is it? If I see a peel, I see an elephant. If I see an elephant, Ves a kofar, I see a monkey. Mivarech, Baruch Adah Hashem, Elokein Adachalam, Mishana Habrius. Bracha you make, Mishan Abrias, if you see an elephant or if you see a monkey. If you look in the Gemara has one other one. The Gemara in Brachas Nunches in the Bavli, Kipof. Also a Kipof, Rashi says it's a type of bird that has a very nice jaw and cheeks like a person, right? Maybe it's a Yanshuf, maybe it's an owl, okay, different. So that's these three. So if you look in the, you look in the Pisrei Chuvos, he quotes from Achronim, says only these three. There's something special about these three. These three are look a little bit like humans, or an elephant has bina yesera. There are specific reasons by each of these, right? Why one says Mishana Abrios, but other Baalei Chaim that even look very unusual. I don't know, a giraffe is pretty unusually looking. We're just used to seeing a giraffe. But if you think about a giraffe, it's wild, right? So then, right, that you wouldn't. So he says, Valkame migdoli doros musupar. There are many stories that we have that many gdolim went, liros pile abria b'chayes gdolos o mishunos, that went to see all of these unusual looking animals, and specifically the peel and the kof, to make a bracha on them, mishan abrias. And he quotes in the footnotes here, from the Trumas Hadeshen, going back 500 years, he went, one time there was a lion, he saw they were here, there was a lion somewhere nearby. So he went to see the lion, because he had never seen a lion. The Chidah quotes that when he was visiting in London, the Chidah wrote more than 70 svarim, he used to travel over Europe, selling his svarim. So, when one time he was in London, here there was a Gan Chayot, and he went to see an eagle, a Nesher, that was 100 years old, and he quotes from the Divrei Chaim, that he took in Vienna, he went to the Gan Chayot to make the Bracha Mishana Abrias. Okay, all of these that the Stipler once took them to see the monkeys, but that's, again, there are specific ones mentioned in the Gemara. Rav Shlomo Zalman, quoting Halicha Shlomo, he says, these are just examples. Why should these be different? Just a dafka, an elephant, and a monkey, and an owl. Those three. Right? Aren't a zebra, a giraffe. So says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'll call chayos mishunos. Mivarech merchad mishan abrias. You break mishan abrias on all. Upil v'kov shnitzku b'gemara, lav dafka. The elephant, they're just examples. They're just examples. Not dugim mishunim. He says, I wouldn't say it on unusually beautiful-looking fish. You only find in the Gemara chayas. Okay, keep the category. And that's what he quotes, Rishlomo Zalman Paskind, that when you go to the zoo, the first unusual looking animal, make the bracha, and you're yotze all the animals. You don't make a new one every time you go to a different cage. But he says, b'kinisas l'gan chayot yavarech b'riyas hachaya ha-mishuna harishona v'yachayim liftar. Right, some poskim say, maybe we shouldn't make these brachas today because we're so used to them. In the olden days, you didn't have pictures, you didn't have video, you never saw them. But nowadays, whenever you have a book of a giraffe, it's not so shocking to us, but maybe it should be. Maybe it should be. Maybe we should be in awe. And maybe if we'd make the bracha, we'd recognize, you know, a little more. But that's in terms of animals. The Gemara talks about Mishana Brias by people, but the poskim generally are against that because it could be very insulting. Right? You see a midget, you're like, oh, okay, thank you. Baruch Adah Hashem. You know, that's terrible. That's terrible to be able to, you know, be makpun ben adam l'chaveiro. So I'd be, it take the hit for not making that bracha. That's to care about people's feelings. Okay, we continue. That's in terms of leopard. Ad kedun. So now the Gemara says. So we have the machlokas. What did we say in the Gemara? We have the machlokas. If somebody's menamer their field, remember they picked the ripe ones and they left the ones that were not ripe yet. Rabbi Akiva says there, paya for each and every one, because it's called a separate harvest. And the Chachamim say, no, this is the beginning of the harvest. So the Gemara says, how far did the Chachamim go? Ad kedun kashaya yavesh mikan umikan v'alach be'emsa. I understand that the Chachamim would say, you could consider this part of the harvest if you started on the outside. If the outside was ripe, and then you started harvesting the outside, and then the inside of the field was left, because that's the normal way of harvesting anyway. So even though you're going to take a break because only the outside was ripe, but the normal way of harvesting is starting from the edge of the field and working your way in. So I understand the Chachamim would say there that that's the beginning of the harvest. But what about the opposite? Hayalach mikan umikan v'yavish be'emsa. What happens if you started with the middle? What was ripe was the middle. So you went to the middle of the field and now you're starting to go out. So maybe the Chachamim wouldn't say there that it's the beginning of your harvest. Maybe there they would say it's separate because it's very unusual, you know, the direction that it is being done. So therefore, no answer to that question. No answer to that question. If you look at the Rambam Ravid, the Ravid understands the Gemara like we just understood it. The Rambam in Matnas Aniyim, Gimel Yud Beis, seems to understand this as a statement, not as a question, because he just paskins this way. He just quotes that the Chachamim say their Shita only if you start from the outside and you go to the inside. But if you start from the inside, then the Chachamim would agree that it's separate. So he must understand this line as a statement, not as a question. And the Mefarshim say to the Ravid, why are you jumping on the Rambam? So he has a different understanding of this line of the Gemara. Good. And Rebbe Ba, you know what, maybe we'll stop here. Maybe we'll stop here. This goes on to the next Gemara. We'll stop with Rebbe Ba, and Beis Hashem will continue next time with Daf Chav Zayin.